The Association of Texas Professional Educators is the largest independent teachers association in the United States, and teachers represent a large block of Texas's voting population that's being sought after by those running in the state's governor and lieutenant governor's race. Democratic gubernatorial nominee Fort Worth State Senator Wendy Davis stressed the need for the state to take care of its teachers.
As your governor, I commit to you that I will continue to do as I have done these past 6 years. I will carry your voices with me. I will consider the challenges that you face in your classrooms every day. And I will see you for who you are, people who are committed to making a difference in the lives of children across our state.
One of those challenges Davis says that she would consider is the elimination of federal high-stakes testing requirements for elementary and middle school students. She also told teachers that she wanted to restore public education funding and access to all-day pre-K for every child. Davis's opponent, Republican gubernatorial candidate Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, also supports eliminating high-stakes testing and returning control of the classroom back to teachers.
I've heard that our public education system is too centralized, with a one-size-fits-all solution mandate being pushed down from the top. We need to reorder our priorities, and that starts with putting trust in educators. And I have an education plan that does just that.
Abbott also committed to fully funding and maintaining the Texas teacher retirement system. San Antonio Democratic State Senator Letitia Vandepute, who's running in the lieutenant governor's race, says that the state of Texas needs to revamp its school finance system and how individual schools and programs are funded.
The framers of our Texas Constitution knew that to keep a representative democracy strong, the bedrock of that is an educated citizenry. The bedrock of any free country is the education of the next generation, not just the current generation, but the next generation. And so it should all be about how do we get the right resources to our classrooms.
All three candidates laid out their education platform for teachers, hoping to win favor in the fall. The Association of Texas Professional Educators says that they had invited Houston Republican State Senator Dan Patrick, but his campaign had declined their invitation to speak. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.